Can an AI agent running a lab discover the next blockbuster drug? A new paper from Archive proposes a self-driving lab that uses large language models to optimize antibody production, aiming to drastically cut experimental costs. It's a concept that could reshape the entire biopharma industry. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking a profound shift across the life sciences and food tech sectors. It's all about industrialization. We're seeing a massive push to take revolutionary but lab-bound technologies like cell therapies and cultivated meat and make them scalable, reliable, and commercially viable.
And the key enabler seems to be a fusion of artificial intelligence and advanced bioprocessing. We'll examine how AI is creating smarter manufacturing plants, explore the arms race to solve critical bottlenecks in gene therapy, and look at the turbulent path cultivated meat is taking from the bioreactor to the dinner plate.
Exactly. For executives in US and European markets, the through line is clear. The competitive edge no longer comes just from the discovery, but from the ability to manufacture it at scale.
Troy, let's start with biomanufacturing. We've seen a flurry of reports this week from Separation Science and Thermo Fisher, all pointing to AI transforming the factory floor. What exactly is happening here?
We're seeing the practical application of what the industry calls process analytical technology, or PAT, supercharged by AI. Instead of producing a massive, expensive batch of a biologic drug and only testing its quality at the very end, PAT uses inline sensors like Raman spectroscopy to monitor the process in real time.
So you can see if something is going wrong as it happens, not after the fact.
Precisely. And the AI layer, as detailed in a CDMO World Validation Guide published July 8th, takes that a step further. Machine learning models analyze this constant stream of data to predict outcomes. They can flag a deviation in a critical process parameter and recommend or even automate a correction, ensuring the final product stays within spec. This is moving the industry towards real-time release.
What does this mean for US and European pharmaceutical manufacturers? It sounds like a massive efficiency gain.
It's a fundamental competitive differentiator. Companies that integrate AI-driven PAT will see higher yields, more consistent product quality, and shorter production cycles. A July 3rd article highlighted how AI is optimizing protein A chromatography, a critical and costly step in purifying monoclonal antibodies. For European and American firms, failing to invest in these digital twin and ML systems means falling behind on both cost and quality.
So, if you're a distributor or a trading company, what do you need to know?
You need to understand that sourcing from an AI-optimized facility is different. The documentation, the batch records, and the validation for a real-time release product are new. You should be asking your manufacturing partners about their computational validation maturity and data governance. It's a new dimension of quality assurance.
And the actionable insight for an executive listening now?
Start a pilot program. Identify a high-value, well-understood process in your downstream purification line and task a team with building a digital twin. Use it to model and predict outcomes. The learnings from that single project will be invaluable as you scale this technology across your operations.
Let's move to one of the hottest areas in biotech, cell and gene therapy. A July 6th report from Drug Discovery News highlighted severe manufacturing bottlenecks. Troy, what's the core problem?
The core problem is producing the delivery vehicle, specifically the viral vectors like AAV and lentivirus that carry the therapeutic gene into the patient's cells. The report notes two critical issues: extremely low downstream purification yields, meaning a lot of expensive material is lost, and a shortage of high-quality plasma DNA, which is a key starting ingredient.
So the science has created these miracle therapies, but the industry is struggling to actually make them.
Exactly. And that's creating a manufacturing arms race. We're seeing a wave of companies launching platforms to solve this. For example, on July 2nd, Vector Biomed unveiled its LentiFirst platform, which aims to get a CAR-T therapy from a gene sequence to clinic ready in under 12 months. That's a massive acceleration.
And how does this affect US and European manufacturers in this space?
It forces a strategic choice. Do you build this complex, specialized manufacturing capability in-house, or do you partner with a specialist CDMO? We're seeing companies like Solistic launch integrated services specifically for iPSC-derived allogeneic therapies. These are the off-the-shelf cell therapies that are much easier to scale than patient-specific autologous ones. A July 9th analysis from Chivantis specifically highlighted Fate Therapeutics' iPSC platform as a key advantage.
So for trading companies, it sounds like the supply chain for these raw materials is the key pressure point.
It is the pressure point. If your business touches the cell therapy space, securing a reliable supply of GMP-grade plasma DNA and viral vectors is paramount. You need to vet your supplier's own platforms. Are they using something like Forge Biologics' optimized fuel platform, announced July 4th, which is designed for higher yields? The technology behind the component is now as important as the component itself.
What's the key action for executives here?
Aggressively audit and secure your supply chain for viral vectors and plasmids. And when evaluating CDMO partners, move beyond price. Scrutinize their proprietary manufacturing platforms, their scalability, and their track record with these specific complex modalities. Your partner's technology is now a direct extension of your own competitive advantage.
Finally, let's talk about the future of food. We've seen a surge of news about cultivated meat. Singapore was first to approve it back in December 2020. Now the U.S. has federal approval. But a July 9th report notes states like Louisiana might ban it. What's going on?
We're seeing a classic conflict between disruptive technology and incumbent industry, played out through regulation. Federally, cultivated chicken is deemed safe, but at the state level, agricultural lobbies are raising concerns about the economic impact on traditional livestock farming, leading to protectionist measures.
And it's not just a U.S. issue. The U.K. is also trying to figure this out, right?
Correct. On July 10th, the U.K.'s Food Standards Agency released new regulatory guidance for novel foods. It's a proactive move to create a clear, science-based pathway to market, which could give the U.K. an edge. This shows the global regulatory landscape is a patchwork, creating huge complexity for any company trying to launch a product.
So for U.S. and European food manufacturers, what are the implications of this regulatory mess?
For U.S. manufacturers, it means a state-by-state market entry strategy is essential. Launching nationally is impossible right now. For European companies, a new analysis from Science Business on July 3rd suggests Europe has the potential to lead in sustainable biomanufacturing, powered by precision fermentation, but it needs the industrial infrastructure and regulatory clarity to seize that opportunity.
This seems like a branding and supply chain nightmare for distributors.
It is. A distributor needs to track which states allow the product. But there's another layer, consumer perception. A Tufts University study published July 2nd found that terminology is critical. Consumers strongly prefer cultivated meat or cell-cultivated meat over lab-grown meat. The latter evokes images of unnatural, artificial products.
So the technology itself matters, but so does the story you tell.
Precisely. And the technology is also advancing. Tetra Pak just unveiled its Bioreactor RF on July 7th, featuring a patented magnetic agitation system that eliminates mechanical seals to reduce contamination risk, a huge issue when scaling precision fermentation for food.
So, what is the single most important action for executives in the food tech space this week?
If you are in the U.S., your legal and government affairs teams must be laser-focused on state-level legislation. For your marketing teams, immediately standardize your language based on that Tufts study. Use cultivated, not lab-grown. Building consumer trust starts with the name, and getting it wrong could be a fatal, unforced error.
All right, Troy, time for our strategic summary. What are the three key takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, AI-driven process control is no longer a future concept. It's a present-day competitive necessity in biomanufacturing. If you aren't piloting digital twin or machine learning initiatives in your production lines, you are already falling behind your U.S. and European rivals on efficiency and quality.
Second, the race to industrialize cell and gene therapy is a race to own the manufacturing platform. The bottlenecks in viral vector and plasmid DNA supply are acute. The winners will be the companies who can secure their supply chain or partner with CDMOs who have proprietary, high-yield production technology.
And third, the cultivated meat market is fragmenting before it even forms, especially in the U.S. Success will depend less on technology alone and more on navigating a complex web of state regulations and winning consumer trust. The language you use to describe your product is as critical as the science inside it.
So the message is clear. Invest in smart manufacturing, secure your advanced therapy supply chain, and manage the message.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. We hope this analysis provides the clarity you need to make your next strategic move. Join us again next week for more Choi Technical Intelligence.
Thank you for listening. To ensure you never miss a briefing, please subscribe to the podcast on your platform of choice and visit our website for deeper insights.